Venezuela's Maduro alleges multiple CIA plots, but refuses to reveal any evidence. By Christian K. Caruso on October 28, 2025. Socialist dictator of Venezuela Nicolás Maduro on Monday claimed his regime allegedly dismantled three CIA terrorist operations seeking to oust him. Maduro, during the latest broadcast of his weekly show, with Maduro Plus, asserted the three purported CIA attacks were neutralized by regime law enforcement, intelligence officials, and the Bolivarian Armed Forces, FANB. According to Maduro, who did not present any evidence that could substantiate his accusations, one of the attacks called to blow up Victory Square against the fascism of the Soviet Union. There in Plaza Venezuela, a pro-Soviet monument inaugurated by the ruling socialists in May. The purported second attack, the dictator claimed, sought to place an explosive device to attack the U.S. Embassy building in Caracas, while the third one allegedly involved a false flag attack against U.S. military vessels in Caribbean waters. Maduro stressed that the CIA is always behind the dirty work it has always done. "We are not giving the U.S. government any evidence, because the last time we gave them all the evidence about who wanted to bomb the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, we gave them names, surnames, places, and times. They simply went out and protected those people. We know that for a fact," Maduro claimed. "We have good international cooperation and a good intelligence team. And between Saturday night, the 25th, and Sunday morning, the 26th, a group of mercenaries trained and financed by the CIA were captured. All of this led us to discover a plan for a false flag attack that the CIA was going to carry out on its military ships stationed off the Caribbean coast," he continued. During the dictator's show, Interior Minister and long-suspected drug lord Diosdado Cabello said that three individuals in possession of CIA execution manuals were allegedly detained. Cabello, a man actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges and the current leader of the socialist regime's brutally repressive apparatus, claimed that the three unidentified individuals allegedly captured attempted to conceal their involvement in the events, but that information found in the individuals' phones contained relevant information. Related, watch: billboard of Maduro set ablaze amid Venezuelan election protests. "What we have found is pure gold. The CIA, linked to sectors of those who hate Venezuela," Cabello claimed. The dictator issued his accusations hours after the Venezuelan regime issued a statement accusing Trinidadian Prime Minister Kumla Prasad Bisesar of allegedly turning Trinidad and Tobago into a military colony subordinated to U.S. hegemonic interests over the recent arrival of the USS Gravely Navy Aegis-guided missile destroyer to Port of Spain for a series of military training exercises that will reportedly run through Thursday, October 30. Venezuelan Vice President and Oil Minister Delcy Rodriguez echoed the statement's accusations against Prasad Bisesar, claiming that the Prime Minister and her government are allegedly part of the United States plot to invade Venezuela and steal its natural resources. "Venezuela does not accept threats from any U.S. vassal government. We are not intimidated by military exercises or war cries. The Bolivarian National Armed Force will remain alert and mobilized in perfect popular military police unity in the face of this grave provocation," the statement read. "Our republic, heir to, founding father Simon Bolivar and, late socialist dictator Hugo Chavez, will always defend its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, and its right to live in peace against foreign enemies and their vassals," the statement continued. Maduro, citing the threat of the USS Gravely's presence in Port of Spain and the military exercises in the island nation, announced the immediate suspension of his regime's natural gas agreements with Trinidad and Tobago. Faced with the Prime Minister's threat to turn Trinidad and Tobago into the aircraft carrier of the U.S. Empire against Venezuela, against South America, "there is only one alternative," Maduro said, accusing Prasad Bisesar of being a warmonger. Prasad Bisesar reportedly rejected Maduro's decision as blackmail in remarks given to Agence France-Presse, AFP, stressing her country's commitment to security and energy cooperation. The Venezuelan socialist regime has repeatedly claimed over the past weeks that the ongoing U.S. military presence in Caribbean international waters and the ongoing efforts of President Donald Trump to fight drug cartels operating in the region to curb the flow of drugs entering U.S. territory are instead part of a purported and broader plan to invade Venezuela, oust Maduro from power, and steal Venezuela's resources. Maduro is actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges and stands accused by U.S. courts of being a leader, if not the leader of, the Cartel of the Suns, an international cocaine trafficking operation run by top members of the socialist regime and the Venezuelan military. Maduro once again repeated his regime's decades-old accusations against the United States during his Monday show, asserting that what the economic class that currently holds power in the U.S. is after is Venezuela's oil, gas, and gold. They want our wealth. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.